Independent stylist or a mompreneur. Live better, bad, get up. She wants something more. Hey there, beauty business empire builders. Do you like not love doing some of the tasks that are definitely not optional to keep your business going? Same. Are you tired of spending what should be your time off from working in your business, working on your business? What if I told you that there's a way to save hundreds, at least, hours a year and thousands of dollars a month and have experts working on your business like 10 times more than you are now, while you spend your time doing literally whatever you want instead? I have been working feverishly, excitedly, every other wild adjective behind the scenes to help bring the future to you. Introducing the Beauty Business AI Lab. It is your one-stop shop for all things ChatGPT. So wait a second. If you're like rolling your eyes and you don't even know what ChatGPT is, listen up. It is really not complicated. It's an incredible AI tool that can help you with marketing, content creation, even pricing strategies. But we know that it can sometimes feel like overwhelming because you have like, I have to learn a whole other thing on my own. But guess what? I've got you and I can show you how to do it in literally minutes. It's so easy. But here's the thing. No matter how amazing it is, if you don't know how to prompt it, ChatGPT, that just means like tell it exactly how to give you the best information or the result that you're asking for, it's not going to impress you very much. And you could accidentally get left like light years behind your competition. That's why I created the Beauty Business AI Lab. It's a place where you can get all the support you need to get the most out of ChatGPT. I've created copy and paste and tested prompts to help you supercharge your beauty business and take it to the next level. I'll show you how to use ChatGPT as a personal pricing strategist and 24/7 beauty business money guide, also as a branding strategist, a marketing strategist, copywriter, TikTok strategist, whatever you need, and it's all tailored specifically for the beauty business. So whether you are a seasoned entrepreneur or you're just starting out, the Beauty Business AI Lab is the perfect solution to help you grow and thrive. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your business to the next level with the help of ChatGPT. Independent artists and salon owners alike will find business transforming value in the power of ChatGPT. So get instant access to the Beauty Business AI Lab today at shampoosociety.com. Hey, this is Jen. Welcome back to the Independent Stylist Podcast. Today, I want to talk about something a little bit different than the stuff I usually talk about. I usually talk about business, branding, marketing, money, all that stuff. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about what I did when I was behind the chair, which was naturally curly hair, specifically ingredients and understanding ingredients. And this is going to be relatively quick, so bear with me. But I do feel like it's really important to share this and listen to the whole episode because it's going to take a very interesting turn at the end. And I can guarantee you right now that wherever you think this is going, I'll almost bet you that it's not going to end up where you thought it was going to be. So I want to talk a little bit, like I said, about clean beauty. I want to discuss the importance of understanding ingredients in hair products, particularly when it comes to like aerosol products, dry shampoos, hairsprays, for you, and also to be able to communicate that to your clients. As hairstylists, it's vital that we understand ingredients and also the importance of being able to talk to them about our clients, to talk to about them to our clients, and to be able to answer questions when our clients ask us, because we're supposed to be the experts, right? So what I want to talk about today, and like I said, this is going to be really quick. It's not even the whole podcast episode, but I want to talk about propellants. Many aerosol beauty products use butane-based propellants, which include, I can never talk. Let's listen to my podcast, which include butane, isobutane, and propane, like the thing that powers my grill. These compounds are derived from petroleum and can have a negative impact on both health and the environment. They contribute to air pollution and the formation of ground-level ozone, which is a key component of smog. Moreover, the long-term exposure to these products can lead to respiratory issues, skin irritation, and other health concerns. However, when it comes to aerosol-type spray,
there is a cleaner and safer alternative. And this is not an ad, by the way. I'm not pitching literally anything. I just want you to understand this. Hydrofluorocarbons, that's the other alternative that I wanted to talk about, HFCs. These are synthetic organic compounds that serve as a more environmentally friendly option when it comes to propellants. And if you're thinking like, I don't want any propellants, I'm going to use just like the powder dry shampoo. I have not personally tried it yet, but I've heard, and this is not an ad. I cannot tell you enough. This is not an ad for Hair Story. I've seen a lot of people in my space that were like my curly people when I was behind the chair using it. And I know Sid from Destroy the Hairdresser, she uses it. She loves it also. So if you want to go straight powder based, that seems like a good option. But again, I haven't personally tried it yet. However, back to what we were talking about. Hydrofluorocarbons, they don't contribute to ground level ozone formation. And although they're still technically greenhouse gases, their overall impact is significantly less than that of butane-based propellants. And if you heard all that stuff going around about dry shampoos, they weren't even necessarily talking about the propellants. They were talking about other trash that's in some of them. This is literally what I'm talking about now, is just the propellants. Additionally, hydrofluorocarbons are less likely to cause irritation or adverse health effects, making them the better choice for anybody who's interested in a clean beauty solution over butane-based propellants. As hairstylists, it's our responsibility to provide clients with knowledge about ingredients and educate them about the importance of understanding the ingredients that they are using in any given product that they're putting on their skin, on their hair, etc. I really, truly believe that. No matter where you land in this discussion, no matter what ingredients are quote unquote good or okay to you, and no matter where your clients land on this, the importance of understanding the ingredients is what I want to talk about today. Like I said, you might be somebody that says, I'm okay with this ingredient, but this one is a hard pass for me. A lot of people are going to fall all over the spectrum when it comes to what they personally are okay with. But like I said, as a hairstylist, as an expert, as a professional, it is really a good idea to take the deep dive and really understand what ingredients are. And in this day and age, it's super easy just to Google them or even enter them into ChatGPT and say like, oh, explain the difference between this and this so you understand. Encouraging your clients to become savvy about ingredients is only going to help their overall health, well-being, hair, skin, well-being also. And it's just going to strengthen their connection and their belief in you as like an expert and somebody that they can always trust. So I just felt like it was really important to talk about this because I actually was switched dry shampoos recently, and that's what made me think about it. But so if you're thinking like, okay, what's next? Here's where I'm going with this. The other reason I'm talking about this is this entire podcast episode, I had ChatGPT write it for me. ChatGPT is an AI-generated chat model that you can basically put in any kind of question or query that you want, and it's going to return an answer for you. It can write podcast episodes. It can write Instagram captions. It can help you make a profit and loss statement for your business. It can help you understand how to price your services. It can do, I just redid the Easy Money book with all ChatGPT prompts so that you can literally just type in any question you have about how to price your services or anything about the money side of your business into ChatGPT, and it'll give you an answer in seconds and you don't even need a calculator. Like when I say life-changing, guys, I'm like not even slightly exaggerating. I feel like ChatGPT is also going to kind of level the playing field once again for the way kind of social media did when it first came on the scene. Like before social media or even something like YouTube, people were at the mercy of paying for ads, paying to get on network television, that kind of stuff to get in front of people. And then social media, YouTube, everything changed all that. And people were getting their information out there. And I'm speaking especially about small business owners. They were getting information out there in front of the people that they wanted to reach based on the quality of their content, not how big their budget for ad spend was. So that is kind of where we are with ChatGPT. You can use ChatGPT to do things so many things for you. Everything from like kind of just have it work on mundane tasks for you that you would want to outsource to do things that you might really want to pay for, but you just don't have the budget for it right now. Like, who listening can afford thousands of dollars a month for a copywriter to write them unlimited Instagram captions that are specifically tailored for their business, their clients, to design profiles of their ideal clients and write blog posts for them or podcast episodes for them or give them 50 content ideas based on what's going on with people's skin in the summer if you're an esthetician, or, you know, 50 content ideas if you are a lash artist that works near a university and your ideal client is a college student who's going to get their lashes done every 4 weeks, like 50 content ideas specifically generated for that client. Like, and it returns them in seconds. So it's not just content. I do speak a lot about what it can do for content and copywriting. One, because that's partially my background. And two, because that's something that in all the coaching I've done and all the times I've worked with people, that's something that they find stressful, or, you know, to get somebody to do it for them, to pay a copywriter and a marketing strategist and a social media coach is thousands of dollars a month. So is this going to be as good as if you paid somebody to do all of that for you? No. However, it's pretty darn close. And if you know how to prompt ChatGPT, if you know how to tell it exactly what you want it to return, it just keeps getting better and better and better. And you're almost always going to have to make slight tweaks when it comes to the copywriting parts. But when it's generating ideas for you, that's just like solid gold, babe. Like, it's amazing. I use it all the time. I am a professional writer. I bill myself as that because I get paid to write for people sometimes. My husband is a former journalist, copywriter, and marketing strategist, and he also uses it and said, this is amazing. Like, you can use it and then build upon what it gives you. You can have it make an outline for you. You can have it make an outline for a blog, an outline for a podcast episode. The entire podcast episode that I read to you, I had chat just now. I had ChatGPT write it for me, and it took it about like 6 seconds to write the entire thing. I ad-libbed and I added my own spin on it. But usually when I write a podcast episode, it takes me many times longer to write it than it does to actually speak it into the microphone. So it's wild what it can do. And if you're thinking, oh, this is terrible because somebody that like doesn't even know what they're talking about can go use ChatGPT to come in and, you know, start a hair business podcast or create education for hairstylists and they don't know anything, please don't worry about that. Because you know what? People will see through that. If I had just sat here blandly with no experience in podcasting, no experience in public speaking, and I had just read what it gave me, I would sound not good. I guarantee you that most of you wouldn't have even listened to more than a few sentences of it. However, it just saved me an hour to, I don't know. I don't want to exaggerate. I don't want to say it would be 2 hours. It just depends, because that was a pretty short and basic podcast, but it saved me at least an hour of writing it and researching it and giving, you know, the key points that I wanted to deliver. So think about how much time you could save in your business, even if you only used it for social media captions, or even if you only used it to help you with your pricing or to help you organize your color or to give you tasks. Or like if you're, I have a thing in the Beauty Business AI Lab, which I just released, which is all prompts that you can use for ChatGPT that are completely industry specific, about how to figure out how much you should charge somebody else if you want to like share your suite. And then it's like, okay, cool. Based on that information, like write me a lease agreement. And of course, what I, you know, right under it says, I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. However, how much is it going to cost you to have an attorney look over that and be like, yes, this is legally enforceable, versus having an attorney draft the entire thing, you know? Or, I mean, there's a lot of people that will just sign documents like that don't even have them checked by an attorney at all, or they'll buy something off Rocket Lawyer, which like an attorney looked at, you know. Again, I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice, but it's just an example of how it can save you a ton of time. Like maybe you're working with your friend and you want to know how to do, like how to split up the lease, and you want to have an agreement that is ultimately more of a handshake agreement because ultimately the lease is going to be in your name and you bear the responsibility, but you still want a very organized on paper, quote unquote, handshake agreement where both of you are like, yes, I am agreeing to this. This is my, you know, this is what we'll do. Maybe they pay a little bit of an extra fee because you have the burden and they can walk away from the lease at any time. Like, I know I just went off on a tangent, but that's the thing. There are a million rabbit holes, the best, most wonderful rabbit holes that you can go down with ChatGPT to help you in your business. And I'm not really talking about color formulation yet. One, because I don't really talk about a lot of that stuff in my business in general, but that I don't think it's 100% there yet. It's come, it's totally coming. You can totally use it, but right now it's not there. It'll be there in the next probably month. You know, I actually had somebody, I posted about a month ago. I put in a formula and I said, like, give me this mushroom brown color. Here's my base, whatever. I fed it information. As an experienced stylist who understands professional hair color, I prompted it a certain way, right? Because writing the prompts is a skill. I was talking with my friend two nights ago, and she said the same thing. She's like, writing prompts is a skill. She put it on her LinkedIn because she's teaching herself how to write prompts, and which is very true. Because if you just went into ChatGPT and you're like, give me a formula for a mushroom brown hair color, it'll spit something back to you. But you know, if you have a level 3 brown versus a level 8 virgin color, or a level 8, you know, that started out as a level 5 that you stripped a bunch of color out and light and pre-lightened, you're going to need completely different things, right? So you have to know how to prompt it in the first place. What it gave me back, I was still kind of like, oh, damn, you know, like, wow. Here's the thing. Somebody that is not a hairstylist, that has no experience in color, they're not going to know exactly how to prompt it in the best ways, right? And then also, they're not going to be able to look at what it gives them just yet and know if that's correct or not. That is all going to change in the future. But like I said, that's not really where I'm focusing at all. I'm focusing on how it can help you streamline as a business owner. Okay. So I created the Beauty Business AI Lab. Like I said, it's got lots of ChatGPT prompts that you can plug and play right into ChatGPT. And it also has access to all the updates that I'm adding to it. And right now I'm adding to it almost daily. So it is an incredible investment. It is under $100. It is significantly under $100 right now. So if you haven't seen this yet, go to ShampooSociety.com and check out the Beauty Business AI Lab and start putting ChatGPT to work for you in your business like right now. You will not regret it. You will thank me later. You definitely want to be on this and not playing catch up later. And if you're listening to this saying like, I don't know anything about tech, like I repel technology. This is not something like, how in the world am I going to do this? You don't need to. If you understand how to copy and paste, which I actually show you in a little video that I made when you open it up, you're good. All you need to know is what do you want it to do for you? And then use my prompts. You can look up free ChatGPT prompts on the internet. There's tons of them out there. You can teach yourself how to prompt, however you want to do it. But I can tell you that the Beauty Business AI Lab is going to save you several hours just before you even start to get results from the prompts. It's going to save you several hours in learning how to prompt it. So in that alone, there is incredible value. But then I'm continually thinking of ways to use it to help you in your beauty business and adding ideas like, oh, you can use this. Here's a new prompt for this. Try this. Or I have little tricks in there that I've learned like, hey, if you want it to do this, this might sound wonky, but ask it to do this instead. You're going to like the response that it gives you better, because I learned from asking it the same thing six different ways that the seventh returned me exactly what I wanted. So I am deep, deep, deep in this. So you don't have to be, so that you can just start getting what you need from it and start moving the needle forward in your business right now. Beauty Business AI Lab, ShampooSociety.com. Go get it right now, guys. I promise you, you are going to love it. Have a great rest of one of these days, I'm going to learn how to talk. Until then, this is Jen from the Independent Stylist Podcast. Have a great rest of your day, week, month, year, whatever you are doing. Amazing, sweetie. Love you. Bye.